首先一起恭敬合掌，顶礼根本传承上师，坛历代传承祖师及坛城善法。最尊贵的根本传承上师圣尊莲生佛佛师母，主持上师、诸位上师、教授师、法师、同门及网路线上的同门，大家晚安，大家好。今天晚上我先跟大家分享一个笑话，这个是
joke with everybody tonight.It's a joke from the internet. You must have heard about it before. I'm not sure if you have actually told Grandmaster. If you heard about it before, just bear one more time with me. There's two mental illness patients can escape from the mental institute, but they have to
camera.
They've came across 100 walls. When they reached the 66th wall, one asked the other, Are you okay? The other says, I'm alright. When they crossed the 99th wall, the first person asked the other, Are you alright? The other one replied,I'm very old, exhausted. We didn't realize how hard it's going to try to get, escape from this place. Why don't we just go back? So they went through all the wall and went back to where they came from, the mental institute.So it's kind of like us, we try to cross the wall of reincarnation.
越是接近成就的那一百道墙，身心的考验就是越强烈。那往往放弃的力量会远远大过于坚持的力量。种种的逆境，还有数不清的这个障碍跟困难。世界上呢，最坏的事情都会去碰撞。那要等到什么时候才会证悟？所以这个腿转的心就成了变成是逼不得已的，但是如果是真的就这样退失了这个道心，轻易的回到原点，那就又是陷入了这个无尽的轮回里面。最近呢，我们地球上这个地球表面上呢，有这个世界性的金融海啸，很多人都受到了这种严重的冲击，那社会上开始有一些人因为这个精神的压力，然后就自杀了。那有些人呢就去抢啊、盗啊，然后去骗啊、杀死别人这样子，或是精神上情绪非常的这种不稳定，让整个社会呢就形成一种恶烂跟人心恐惧恐慌的感觉。那最近呢也有一些同门呢就来跟师尊报告啊，现在世界各国的经济情况怎么样啊，这个啊哪一个国家什么又倒了，然后哪一个国家什么又倒了，然后所以最近师尊也常常讲一句话，那如果是在西雅图或是比较靠近就温哥华这附近的同门呢，可能你们都听过，但是今天因为有人到来的这些同门呢，大概都不知道师父讲的那一句话。
Master always said, some of you might not have heard it, you can
go 经济这么不好，我们把那个草皮翻起来种地瓜好了。
If the economy is this bad, why don't we just plant some sweet potato?
那是我觉得这句话是多么的踏实跟有智慧的话。如果整个社会
why don't we just take out the lawn and plant some sweet potato?
能够守住自己的本分。
We have to hold on to our
good thoughts
and even though we are
也都能升起这样的
，broke,
看清楚
that we just have hang on to a
改变在做什么。
We can keep 还能够在生产
什么
we can keep
还能够在创造什么
thinking what can we improve what can we create
起了盗心去杀伤别人也不
don't because the economy is bad the situation is bad and then you turn to other people and try to hurt them
造就的是更坚强丰富的另一个人生境界
we have to try to inch our life
它是这样
子 to go beyond the horizon
痛苦是扫除
Tibetan has a saying that
扫把然后中国人
the bitterness is
天
or the sufferness a way to
世界
to sweep away the
不是个人一个人能
sweep away the karma
而在最苦的环境中，我有
寻求着
自己的一份智慧的善
念，
更努力
地
去修持真佛密法，
祈
求根本传承上师诸佛菩萨的守护，不要在逆缘的嗔怨中造出了新的业障。人类是非常非常有惊人的潜力。在无尽的苦难中磨练奋斗会渐渐地变成习惯自然
We will get used to
而师尊
within the endless struggle
他开始
we will eventually get used to it
其中讲到了一时相应佛的眼中
in the eyes of Buddha's eye
一时相应没有什么是困境
the nature
没有什么是逆境
like,
也没有什么是绝境
nothing
人间的一切
there's no hopeless
是生老
no matter
死的轮回
birth,
或是
death,
我们的经济突然出现了大奇迹
old,
转或是世间的一切悲欢离合
oh, 在
天地的轮回中
world,
只是一个自然的一时响应
Joys and
当一个人能守住
sadness,
心从最大的逆境中
it's all part of the nature.
重生
we have to be able to go beyond
就会活得更豁达
then we'll be able to have the
最后
be able to
我要祝福大家
have a free heart,
也勉励自己
live a more meaningful life
I
wish everybody be able to go beyond
谢谢大家
all, the old 100 walls and become enlightened thank you very much everybody
So, 先先顶礼根本传承上师
师父师父宝珠根本
顶礼
宝珠
姚子林的主顶礼坛真
的 golden mother 林的主
师尊师母各位上师
grandmaster
各位教授师
master
法师
educator reverence 好的 dharma
还有网路上的
assistant
同门大家今天晚上继续努力
disciples everybody over the internet the evening
刚才听了 BM
just now we heard Reverend BM's talk
很短可是很快我今天晚上
concise and brief was quick
因为呢大家都来听师尊
everybody wanted to
主坛经
everybody's here to listen to grandmaster'sTalk.
最近呢、
so、
很多同门啊
Recently,
射箭啊
there's a lot of disciples try to hit the target
那也有好消息
a lot of good news
中的也有不中的 也有旁边的 也有很近
we have some hits and some
万箭齐发都有都很好
all,
最近呢除了写信来射这个红心
some of the people
wrote a letter 谁来说什么呢谁来供养笑话
Some of them wanted to offer the joke to
grandmaster.
So welcome everybody to send us some jokes so we can have a good laugh.
最近呢，听师尊的开示啊，
听师尊讲 talk,
又讲到退休的了。两个字。
He has mentioned about retiring again. That he wanted to retire. That we are sad when we hear that.
九月份的时候也开始过说
Back in September,
这个呢
that he had said that.
在传法的时候传给六祖 两三年后
Patrick passing down to the sixth Patrick.
那我们是
fifth Patrick has
担心说
enter into
找到这个这个衣钵的人之后呢，然后又不理我们。
So we worry
if 担心也舍不得。
If master is going to find the person to pass down, and he wouldn't pay much attention to us.
哎，你们中委会怎么搞的？为什么没有金佛注释？啊，他写来的时候应该是前年。
And asked why.
可是那同门可能没有看新闻。
The committee.
看蓝灯。
Chubuda committee.
我记得我们中委会推动这个金佛注释。
Chubuda foundation did not ask
the Buddha, which is the grandmaster
to stay.
会的活动啊，可能那个同门不知道。
We have gone through a lot of activity. Perhaps this this disciple didn't realize that we have a lot of
请这个勤佛
procedures and
本来都已经存在。
It's not that we don't have there.
所以有一点点不知道的啊，这个啊，勤佛注释重点，所以呢，就写信来告诉我们，提醒我们也是好的，因为同门
It's great that they try to write us and reminding us about it.
在佛的戒律里面呢，佛的戒律是很闷
的，
可是同门呢，事实上
It's actually kind of boring.
啊，
This is kind of boring, so we have to keep.
这一个受过在家菩萨戒的同门哦，在家菩萨戒
，Some of you have gone through the
都知道有一条戒律叫做听法。
Label.
有法师去说法开示呢，一定要去听啊，在多少里之内都要去听，那是在家菩萨戒。
That there's people that you have
小乘的戒律当中呢
，that you have to travel
在这个出家菩萨戒当中
，to listen to the Dharma preaching of the Buddha.
勤法戒，所谓的勤法戒是说，
当
有在寺庙里头很多圣众来的时候，或者是有高有原地来的
，when there's a Buddha,
啊，有
the reference,
你不勤的做法
，with the high,
犯了出家菩萨戒，对不对
？With the high level,
不是在家菩萨
to the temple,
在家菩萨们不用担心在寺庙的戒律来讲小乘的律典来讲呢是有这个勤法戒
There's a place that
有勤法戒
requesting for Dharma teachings
有丧失自己的说法的戒律有什么能讲有什么不能讲
The master has the preset that there's certain things they could say some other things they couldn't
在家菩萨戒也没有出住家菩萨戒
If you have not gone through any sort of precepts I think you're pretty free but it's actually not quite right
这个
As long as you have entered
你都要去行若是能做得到的话
became a Buddhist then you have to
那是大乘菩萨的一种修行其中
You have to follow all the Buddhist
请佛注释我们常常也勤法 修完法的时候我们都有回向勤佛注释、啊、有一个记大家也变成了、仪轨的一部分那这个勤佛注释是我们每一个佛
The request of Buddha to stay is what everyone needs
我们要勤师尊、常常留在世间
we want to
always 师尊说他总有一天也要走那是事实
Grandmaster stayEven though Grandmaster say one day he will leave, but we're still going to continue to do that.
中早期的书有一本书里面谈到
Grandmaster book early writing
五百年的香炉
There's
在外界的就是在变
There's burner of the 500 years
给师尊师尊在禅定时候看到
That during his
以前
There's during his meditation somebody brought a burner incense burner from By thousand years ago,
有在
long time ago,
请师尊说来我们这边说法。
That they had asked invite grandmaster to go over to their dimension to
勤佛注释啊有很大利益。刚才毕业
to do the preaching.
最近的金庸风暴
It's really it has really high meaning.
最主要
to asking
一大因缘。好像
是 to inviting the Buddha to stay
这个佛心印是什么广度众生
What's the heart
常常念南无阿弥陀佛不要等到来的时候
We don't want to
是水了 所以呢
is the essence of the Buddha mind.
世尊多度众生，多转法轮。
We ask him, Master, to be able to deliver more sanction to stay longer.
今天不是世尊
to get rid of the
这个地震啊
suffers,
风灾啊 the, 真的很恐怖。
The earthquake and the storm is it's pretty scary. That the Master is able to.Get rid of most of them, for example, like the SARS, that he was able to help to get rid of the SARS.
A
couple of years ago,
这个注视跟入灭啊，有点矛盾。
To stay and then to enter into the
room. 实实在在，佛的肉身呢，是会入灭的。我们的身体会入灭的。
Our body would actually be.
入灭的因缘啊。
Would die one day. It's the Buddha passing on is because the affinity with the world ended.
显示了什么呢？
Indicating that
人世间
的
无常。
Impermanence.
佛陀的身体肉身呢也是无常。
The physical body it's
是大家要记住。
Impermanent. Everybody.Wanted to remember, there's no,
在第三点呢是念
no ego.
上个星期听师尊开示说，
即 no concept of self,
一切皆空，灭一切幻。
So good Master talked about last,
就是灭一切的妄想。
Everything is void.
我对这涅槃寂静，坦白来讲不是很了解，也不是很深入的了解，因为涅槃寂静我感觉到非常高深。非常非常高深，虽然
三法印的实相
也是乘以一称的实相，一称的法印。啊，师尊常常告诉我们说：“哎呀，你们常常回向啊，说请佛注视啊，可能
that people 啊 ，we have received letter that
还是要什么
，you know inviting me to stay，
对
，but I can possibly live more than 100 years，
不只要请佛注视
，the 50
菩萨。”
包
罗汉、大山之士、圣贤、圣众等，都要请注视。
That everybody of the different level of Bodhisattva needs to ask Buddha to stay.
师尊很多次的开示，上个星期
I've heard Grand Master numerous talking.
很大的震撼，因为听起来很深。
I was amazed from his talk from last week.
一边请佛，
it's really deep.
佛一边要入灭。不二法门告诉我们不能找两边找做两边这找做两边
dualistic
真的不信
that we have to find the balance between asking the Buddha to stay
善与不善师尊开示的很详细也很深啊，都是再反复来
and letting him go
在佛的眼中来讲呢
in the eyes of Buddha
相应没有的最震撼的一句话是听了师尊开示当中讲
the most amazing
人的轮回跟佛的涅槃原来是相同。
The reincarnation of people and the Buddha's passing on is actually the same thing.
了解。师父知道释迦牟尼佛是开悟。
释迦牟尼 is enlightened.
释迦牟尼佛的
三
句话在开悟经片里面有讲到。
Three sentences.
佛陀说呢，我没有说过法。
I have not given any talk.I have not given any preach.
也说法不可说，也说没有转法轮。
That he has not turned any Dharma wheel.
讲了49年。
But he had actually preached for 49 years. Why did he say he didn't do any preaching?
转了法轮又没有转法轮。
And then he had actually turned the Dharma wheel. And yet he said he didn't turn any Dharma wheel.
100.
And Master
206了，现在是206。
Master had
啊，等下好像听
written more than 206
签书会打下广告，赶快买通天之书啊！那个师尊说，我把
we're gonna have a
全部可以烧完，然后绕做雷掌。
Master gonna send out garbage just a little bit after the cultivation tonight
是怎么回事？所以在这当中
，and he the master was talking about he's gonna try to run
当然是佛性
the temple few time and sort of burn the books he writes
藏住。我自己觉得是这样子，感觉上是呢，啊， 佛从来没有来过。
I feel that Buddha has never came and never gone.
做好了这个勤佛诸事的工作，在修每个法的细节当中去修，你一定要修，修到最后你才了解到，啊。
We have to do cultivation.
本来无来去。
Then eventually we realize that the Buddha, there's no come to go of Buddha. But we still need to ask for to stay. That's all I'm going to share with everybody tonight. Thank you.
Liao Min Hu Sang.
Homage to the Honorable Mang Liang
Min. Sakya Zheng Kong Sang Si.
To Master Sakya Zheng Kong.
16世大宝法王.
To the 16th Dharma King Karmapa.
图灯达尔吉上师
and Master Dukten Dharji
敬礼坛城三宝
homage to the three jewels represented on the altar
师母
师母
上师
all masters
教授师
Dharma educators
各位法师
all Dharma teachers
还有堂主
and the leaders of the spiritual centers
all disciples所有的同门大家吉祥
and all disciples over the internet may all be auspicious
今天刚刚听这个
today we just listened to Master Lian Ning
主持上师莲宁上师
the presiding Master Lian Ning
他讲这个射箭
talking about shooting arrows
那么我今天呢就是
so today
印证啊，印证
I would like to confirm
其实印证也就是没有什么印证
actually confirmation is
因为没有印证
Because there is no confirmation, that's why it's called confirmation.
这个都是《金刚经》里面讲的。
This is spoken in the Diamond Sutra.
金刚经事实上讲了很多这方面的话。
The Diamond Sutra has spoken a lot of similar things.
所谓众生。
So what's the so-called sentient beings is because they are not sentient beings.
才叫做众生
it's called sentient beings.
都是有很大的含义在里面
Actually, this has profound meaning.
讲印证吧
Talking about
就是有两位啊同门
two disciples.
一位就是加拿大
One.
Calgary
came from Calgary, Canada.
莲花浩明。
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 师尊是印证他。
The master has confirmed him that he is already enlightened.
所以我们正佛中不是只有师尊一个人开悟。
So in Tripitaka school, it's not only Grand Master that's enlightened. There's somebody else.
那么在印证。
And also like to confirm.
加拿大温哥华。
From Vancouver, Canada.
莲花静博。
莲花静博。
莲花静博。杨静博。
莲花静博。By the family name Yang。
印证呢他也开悟
confirm that she's already enlightened also
那么莲花浩明呢他是讲他
莲花浩明
开悟以后
said
立志
that after enlightenment
弘法利生
He will dedicate his life to spreading the Buddha Dharma.
众生
And he would dedicate his life to all sentient beings.
他是
to the sentient beings.
决定日期以后
And he'll decide on the date.
父母也同意了 那么他的妻子也同意。
He's been approved by his parents and his wife that he would become a monk or be ordained.
那莲花浩明呢？今天没有来。
And he's not present today.
有打电话过来。
But he's made a telephone call.
已经全部同意。
And
他自己要。
All approval has been obtained.
如来的圣教。
And he would
弘法利生
offer himself
恭喜他
to the teachings of the Tathagata, and he would dedicate his life to Buddha's teaching.
另外呢，现在就是要问
Now, I would like to ask 莲花净国，
请你站起来
Please stand up.
那么请坐。
Now please be seated.
那么我现在问你啊，你
是不是
自愿进行受奉献给如来圣教？
Are you on your own will?
立身是不是愿意
？And will dedicate
比丘尼像
your life?To the Buddha's work and show the appearance of a nun, an ordained nun.
给他讲一讲他的感想吧。
Let her say about.
我觉得一个真正的行者，如果你来到这个世间的话
，as a spiritual cultivator,
首先呢，要
on this earth, because you have to be self-enlightened.
要认识到这个世界是无常的。
Realize that everything is impermanent in this world.
当自己觉悟以后呢，然后还最主要的要去觉他。
One is enlightened, then you want to enlighten others and to help sentient beings.
所以我
only this way spiritual cultivation would be complete.
现身菩提事业。
I have decided to dedicate my life to the body work.
那么你自己选定一个时间吧。
So we'll let you choose the date. There's no problem about this.
你有没有问题？
我会在是选一个适当的时机。
Yeah, I will choose the proper date.
师尊认为合适的时机就是合适了。
Okay.
Whatever Grandmaster thinks appropriate, that would be fine.
那这样说好了哈。
Okay, then.
啊，
关于
他们两个人的开悟。
About their enlightenments, it's like this.
大家不要去问。
Don't ask.
他们是怎么样子开悟的？
How they became enlightened.
而且莲花浩明跟莲花净钵。
Especially 莲花浩明和莲花净国
开悟最重要的那个举迹
should not share
其他的
the key or the most important part of your enlightenment
最重要最重要
you can talk about everything else
佛陀在菩提树下所悟到的
but the most important thing is the enlightenment gained by Buddha Sakyamuni under the Bodhi tree was not even said by the Buddha and Grandmaster too.
都是云场性的
Does not dare to say it. It should be concealed.
佛教里面的东西，真正
the thing of the
佛教里面的东西
vehicle of Buddhism conceal a lot of things that.Things that cannot be spoken.
Why?
Why?
Because
the spiritual roots of everybody is different. If you have a good spiritual root, that you're already very, very close, then you can point and give them hints. But for the general people, the mundane people, it's impossible for them to accept and understand. If we tell them, they would feel this is a strange thing, like what Reverend Pian talking about earlier. It's just like the mental patient trying to go over the walls. So Hao Ming and Jing Guo should not talk about it.
So this is a key point.
So this is the key point.
啊, 我是等了很久了。
I've waited for a long time.
浩明他要出家。
浩明 wanted to be ordained.
为什么要出家?
To become a monk.
在六祖禅经有, 就讲得很清楚。
It's already spoken clearly in the Platform Sutra of the Six Patriarchs.
六祖禅经里面啊,
现在, in the Platform Sutra of the Six Patriarchs.
六祖禅经。
Now I'll be
这个印宗大和尚说啊,
the great monk In Zong said,
很多的高僧啊, 自以为是的高僧,
there are a lot of high adepts
就像死,
that think highly of themselves,
不值钱,
that in providing Dharma teaching is worthless, because they just follow the words of the sutras and expound on it. That a scholar can do that. Anyone with good education can do it. But can they truly experience the Dharma essence of Buddhism? That's the question.
所以印宗大和尚讲,
so the great monk In Zong said,
很多知名知识讲经啊,
there are a lot of known scholars or high adepts, when they give Dharma teachings are worthless.
讲的就是真的黄金,
but
这是真正的,
the teaching of the six patriarch who's enlightened is like a true pure gold.
是很纯的黄金,
it's like a pure gold.
而不掺杂了其他的,
it's not mixed with anything else.
讲经已经很多年了,
so the great monk In Zong has given Dharma
这个时候啊,
teaching for many years.
他就为六祖剃发,
and at that time,
让他现,
he shaved the hair of the six patriarchs so that he shows, he showed the appearance of a monk.
因为他要进行受, 在进行上面,
why does he have to show the appearance of a monk?
相貌上面, 进行,
because
行, 这个形象上面, 要真正的传承了佛,
because he wants to
佛教祖师,
show the appearance in the form of appearance
都是穿了
of
法衣,
the Buddha, or all the lineage gurus always wear the Dharma robes with shaved heads and show the appearance of the ordained monk or
nun.
So to
现所有的行为跟你的相貌,
so in your life, you have to show not only the appearance, but also the conduct or the life of the lineage that's being passed down by the Buddha.
你是现俗家相,
so as a laity, that you show the appearance of a lay person. And of course, you can also help sentient beings, but not that many. But today, you want to bear the responsibility of the Buddha's work. So, similar to the six patriarchs, you have to have your head shaved right away. Actually, this has no correlations with enlightenment.
But
this key symbol here is that from now on, you want to bear the responsibility of helping sentient beings and spreading the Buddha Dharma. So, as an enlightened one, you would wear a blue Dharma robe and have your hair shaved off.
就表示说, 你毕竟
to indicate that
还是这个 在世俗之间嘛, 哦, 没有把自己
but if you don't show such an appearance, then you have not dedicated all your body and mind
我的意思是这样的,
completely.
六祖禅经也是这样子讲的。So
that's what I meant.
那么这个印度大和尚，this
was also spoken in the platform sutra.
自己讲经那么多年。And
the great monk Yinzong has given Dharma teaching for many years, and he's an elderly monk.
六祖为师。And
all the same, he paid respect to the six patriarchs as his teacher, as his guru.
以师父的礼节。 那么去恭敬六祖 我讲过,
So following the ritual as a guru
是因为果贤大师,
to pay obeisance to the six patriarchs.
So
Grand Master was ordained by Guo Xian, great monk.
师尊根本是自己剃度的,
and a lot of people spread the rumor that Grand Master shaved his own head. But there was a rumor.
以讹传讹, 我是果贤大和尚, 剃,
I was ordained by the great monk Guo Xian.
那么他把我剃发以后呢,
after he shaved my hair off, and then he paid homage to me and took refuge in Grand Master.
所以果贤大和尚也是师尊的弟子。
So the great monk Guo Xian is also Grand Master's disciple. But the person who shaved my hair was the great monk Guo Xian too.
很像的,
so it was very similar to the situation between the six patriarchs and the great monk Guo Xian. Because the great monk also paid homage to the six patriarchs.
我敢自己讲啊, 现在很多人啊, 开悟不开悟,
so now I dare to say
有的人,
that a lot of people
他不愿意讲他开悟, 但是云云约约,
some monks did not dare to explicitly say that they are enlightened.
他是讲,
but,
师尊是明着讲,
but implicitly they indicate that they are enlightened already. But Grand Master say it directly.
开悟,
so if you're enlightened, then you're enlightened. If you're not enlightened, then you're not enlightened. Just with one statement, there's no need to be inconspicuous and implicit, and you don't dare to make it known. The enlightenment cannot be, cannot be tumbled over. So if you're seated on the Dharma throne, no matter what argument presented to you, then you can still be seated with stability. Why? Because enlightened, with enlightened, you understand everything completely about the world. And it's authentic. It's true. And it's unbreakable, and it's unchangeable.
这个叫做一物永物,
then this is what's called that once enlightened, then you'll be enlightened forever.
再回头再想一下,
you cannot change your mind and then think that, am I really enlightened? That would be impossible.
因为只有一个答案,
because only one answer. So that's the phenomena of the moment and the non-dualistic
今天师尊啊, 印证你们两个开悟,
Dharma gate. So today I confirmed the enlightenment of these two people.
其实也不等于是印证。
Actually, it's not confirmation.
所以才是印证。
Because it's not confirmation, that's why it's called confirmation. Because they are self-enlightened and they should confirm themselves.
我如果不印证,
If I don't confirm, they are still enlightened too.
我印证了，他们还是开悟的。
Once I confirm, they are still enlightened.
我不印证呢?
If I don't confirm, they are still enlightened.
所以等剃度的那一天,
So on the day of ordination,
两件主衣就没有了。
The two patriarch robes will be gone. There are only two left.
我有四件主衣啊。
I have four patriarch robes. Now two are gone and two left.
还有很多位都是射在红心的边边上的。
And there are many of you who have shot the arrows on the edge of the red target. With one hint, they would be enlightened also.
要么快一点。
So, be fast. Otherwise, only two ropes left. It would be taken away by others. Do you have the fifth rope? Of course not. Because my gurus are gone. Maybe I can take off my rope for you. That's how it is. The sixth patriarch, after being ordained, under the Bodhi tree, was in Canton, Guangxiao Temple. There's this Bodhi tree.It's a huge Bodhi tree.
所以六祖就在菩提树。
So, 慧能
开东山法门，为什么叫？
Under the Bodhi tree, opened the
因为禅宗
Dharma Gate of the Eastern Mountain.
跟五祖
Why was it called?
在黄梅山
The Eastern Mountain? Because the fourth and the fifth patriarch was in the 黄梅 Mountain.
刚好在那个州的东边。
And this Huangmei Mountain was on the eastern side of that province. So the fourth and the fifth, and the fifth patriarch was
Hongren,
received the lineage flow at the eastern mountain.
就称为东山法门。
So this Buddhist sect or the Dharma Gate was called the Eastern Mountain.
这个六祖在东山得华以后啊，他自己讲。
So when the sixth patriarch received the Dharma transmission at this Eastern Mountain,
那么
he said it himself that after suffering a lot of hardships because a lot of evil.People with evil intention was trying to chase after him to murder him. But in this world, you don't have to be wary of this. Even when you're enlightened,
这个首座弟子啊，这个
that the disciples who are trying to guard their positions, or the great monks or the great nuns.Will not chase after you anymore in this today's world. Because this is the world of democracy. It's different from the ancient time. But in the past, when the sixth patriarch received the Dharma transmission, escaped and chased by a lot of people, and he had to go into hiding, and his safety was in.Question that his life was hanging by like the spider web, spider silk thread. Just like that.
他好像六珠好像讲他自己好像是 Spider-Man.
So the sixth patriarch as if was talking about himself.
很厉害。
As the Spider-Man. That
他在这个
he had to suffer a lot of hardships. But after he opened the Dharma gate of the Eastern Mountain, he started to give Dharma teaching. And then a lot of the local officials, called 刺史 also listened to his teaching. And also ordained monks and nuns and lay practitioners all gather. And this is the affinity for many lifetimes. That's affinity created throughout many lifetimes. Like today. Today, you're all sitting here listening to the Dharma teaching of Grandmaster Lu. Without that affinity, it's impossible for you to be seated here. Only having this affinity would allow you to be able to be present here, listening to the Dharma teaching. This is all affinity. I give the Dharma teaching, and you're listening to the Dharma teaching. This is affinity from many past lives. So only with affinity, we gather together. Without it, it would be impossible
to meet.
It's the same with couples. Talking about couples, someone gave an analogy. This was not a joke. This is not a joke. Someone said that when you just get married, it's just like the fish meeting the water, or the fish in the water. But this is affinity too. So if you're married already, then just accept your fate and destiny.
Because
eventually you'll be fried in oil.
在一起, 大家在一起,
so being together, that's all affinity.
这是因为啊, 所有的人都供养诸佛,
that was because all these people have made offerings to the all Buddhas and planted a good spiritual roots.
你才能够听到这一种顿悟的法门,
and only this you would be able to hear the teachings of the sudden enlightenment.
他的东山法门就是不二法门.
So the Dharma gate of the Eastern Mountain of the Sixth Patriarch was the Dharma teaching of the non-dualism and also of the sudden enlightenment. So what was spoken by the Buddhas of the past, of the present, and of the future, they spoke about the same thing. So at the end, the sixth patriarch told everyone, purify your mind and your heart. Eliminate all doubts and suspicions. As long as you purify your mind, your own mind, and eliminate all doubts and suspicions, then you're just like the sages.
这个大众啊, 听啊, 六祖说的法呢,
So the Great Assembly, after hearing the Six Patriarchs Dharma teaching, was filled with joy and made obeisance to him. So this chapter was called the autobiography. That was the first chapter. In the future, I will continue to expound on the second chapter.
这一篇讲完了,
so, this chapter
有的话是这样子的,
has been completed.
有的临时演员,
there's this joke.
导演就讲, 他说,
there was a...
已经要开,
what is that called?
开麦啦, 哈, 就是拍片,
there was an extra...
已经快要到这个,
you know, artist, like, and the director... was taking shots and it's almost ending.
你们临时演员啊, 就要往前冲,
and this,
just
the extras artist should just walk over and they running over and they saw a cliff in the front. And then they asked the cameraman, now we are at the edge of the cliff, should we jump down?
跳下去吗? 那个制片就讲说,
and then,
没关系啦, 跳下去,
and asked the producer, and the producer said, fine, just jump over.
最后一场景,
because this is the last scene. And then once you jump, then that's the end.
结束不再来,
then we will not take any more shots.
我听说啊, 他那个临时演员啊,
I heard that
the
extras
演戏的时候啊, 这个假装死掉啊,
and they pretend to die, and then when they got up, they can earn some money.
我们这一品就讲到这里,
so this chapter,
我们这一品就讲到这里,
that's all for the first chapter. I don't ask you to come forward.
刚刚毕彦法师啊,
to continue
他比喻这个精神换墙,
and just now Reverend Bien talked about the joke about the mental patience, but I felt that the analogy was not quite right. That spiritual cultivation is like going over that 100 walls, actually. It's not like that. I mean, we can talk about going over all the walls, but you shouldn't say that they're the mental patients, right? Spiritual cultivators should be normal people, not those abnormal people. You use that as an analogy for spiritual cultivators? I have a jump over walls, but... So you want to follow me? So you can't use that as an analogy. So going over 100 walls. Now I'm rather old, I cannot go over the walls anymore. When I was young, I could. I climb over walls and to the rooftops and jumping over to another rooftop. From the roof of the neighbor to the roof of my house, etc. And I would climb over the walls. And with just a very tiny edge, I could climb over the walls. And in the military, we also had the race, the running race across country, training, that there's also walls and you have to carry the gun or rifle on your back, and you have to walk over the mud. And you have to walk on top of the spiky rocks, and then you have to climb over walls. That's part of the training in the military. So not only the mental patients would go over walls. Please don't use this analogy.
讲到精神病患也有一个笑话。
Talking about this patients of the mental hospital, I like to share another joke.
这个有一个精神病患一直讲他是教授。
There's a mental patient that said that he's a professor. Maybe I've said this joke before.
他是教宗。
He's the Pope.
天主教教宗。
He's the Pope of the...
讲他是天主教教宗，这个。
All day long, he would say that he's the Pope.
就把这个教宗叫过来。
And then the head of the mental hospital called him and asked him, why did you say that you are the Pope? And then he said, because God said so. God said so. God told me that I am the Pope. And then there was another patient walking by. And then he said, I never told you that you were the Pope.
原来另外那个精神
It turned out that the other patient was the God.
这个精神病患是很奇怪的一件事情。
So,
在我们台湾
mental people are strange like that.
病患的笑话。
In Taiwan, there was this joke that was quite
popular. 有一个人说他是蒋介石，你知道
One said that he's Chiang Kai-shek, you know. Yeah, you know who he is, right?
以前我们台湾的
He was the first president of Taiwan.
那院长呢？看他来了一个蒋介石。
And so the head of the mental hospital thought, oh, there's this Chiang Kai-shek. So he put him into a room. And then there was another patient that regarded himself as Chiang Kai-shek. So they put these two people into the same room.
And
at first they thought that they would fought with or argued with each other, but it turned out that it was very quiet. Nothing happened. So the head of the mental hospital called two of them and asked, Are you cured now? You don't say that you are Chiang Kai-shek anymore? And one of them said, of course I'm Chiang Kai-shek. And the other one said, I'm not Chiang Kai-shek anymore, but I'm Mrs. Chiang.
你看，这样子才会那么安静嘛。
So only that way that they would be very quiet.
这个精神病患的笑话是很多的。
There are a lot of jokes about
你讲的那个不算是
笑
话嘛，我们都不笑啊，对不对
？So your joke wasn't funny. People don't laugh.
最后一个墙爬不上去了。
You climb over 99 walls and only one left.And then they turn around and climb over another 99 walls. Don't lie to us. She said that they could not climb over the 100th wall, the last wall. And they said that they wanted to return. But there are 99 walls. Well, if you couldn't climb over one wall, how could you climb over 99 walls? You were lying to Grandmaster. It's a good thing that I'm normal. Otherwise, you know, you would mislead me. How could that be possible? That he could not climb over one wall, but he could climb over 99 walls to go back to the mental hospital. So this joke was not funny.
我们金融风暴当然是有压力的。
So of course we have a lot of stress because of the economic meltdown.
就跟大家讲。
So last time during the Hevajra.
上回喜金刚附魔的时候。
Homa, I've told everyone.
这一次的喜金刚跟我说。
That Hevajra today told me that it would be impossible to fulfill. All request. It turned out that this was the reason.
啊，有的也是受到这个
裁员了。So some people was being laid off.
因为我们本身来讲学佛的，这个光头。
Because as
那些光头
the shift heads,
大部分是 no money, no honey.
They have no money, no honey.
No money, no honey.都是没有什么钱的
No money, no honey.
So, 不受
so they don't have much money. So they're not affected by this economic crisis. But if you're not ordained, then you would be affected. Whether you're laid off or you've bought stocks or mutual funds, you would be affected. Or by the inflation, you would be affected by the inflation. So you can't say that you don't have any pressure or stress. So we hope that this economic crisis would pass very fast. Tomorrow we will perform Hevajra Homa. And this time I don't know what I will be talking about. I don't know what Hevajra would say this time, whether he would fulfill all our requests this time. I've said that Hevajra's hands are holding the skull cups.
And
in the front, the skull cup in the front is in the skull cup is the yellow jambala. In his hand. Maybe that yellow jambala was being stolen. when he descended, all his hands are empty. I hope not. So this time, as Buddhist practitioners, we have to have our integrity to keep our ethics and virtues and to maintain our roles and duties to be able to pass through all these problems. So you have to maintain your roles and your duties. So as Buddhist practitioners, cannot do all the bad things because of this pressure and stress. So we still have to keep our integrity. So Master Lian Ning also mentioned about the precepts of listening to the Buddha Dharma teaching. So as the lay Buddhist precept holder, you have to often listen to the great spiritual companion's teaching. You have to request for the Dharma teaching and listen to the Dharma teaching. And you also have to request for the existence of the Buddha in the Saha world, just like Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, who generated the great ten vows. This is how I thought. I'm enlightened already. And in True Buddha School, there are also those who have realizations of their inner self, and also there's some who are enlightened. This is a good thing. I'm still waiting. There are many who have shot the arrows and hit the edge of the red targets. Please come forward. And tell me about the essence of your enlightenment. And those who are already very, very close, I would point you to it. And there are many more who are very, very close. And also there are many who are close. And most True Buddha disciples, until now, there are hundreds. That's very, very close. And there are hundreds more that are close. close.
So
you can see that the wisdom of each of us are very superior, very supreme. Although two out of the four patriarch robes are already taken away, and there are two left. But Grand Master still have a lot of robes. And each one of them has been signed. As long as you are truly enlightened, that in this cold winter, I'd rather not wear anything. Just now, Master Lian Ling said that Grand Master has completed 206 books. Now, Grand Master is writing book number 207.
Lian Ling Sangster 讲说，怎么变红？我把全身的衣服脱光了，在没有人看到的时候，绕着雷藏寺跑三圈，绕着雷藏寺跑三圈，然后再回去，光着身子裸奔哦，为什么会这样？因为我要给过去诸佛、现在诸佛看，卢师尊的开悟就是这样子的，我没有办法可以表示出来，我只有表示我一切都是光的。这个光啊，等于 light， 等于 light， 等于光。我无所得，我没有得到207本书，甚至更多的书。
So,
我便没有
after writing
明什么力
so many books, Grandmaster would like to take off all his clothes and run around naked around the temple three times. That's to show how Grandmaster's enlightenment is about. This is to prove that I'm truly enlightened, that my body can emit light, that my body embodies light.
啊，以前写过来的条子啊，很多人写过来。
There are many notes
想一想
that were submitted in the past. Think more about it.
释迦牟尼佛在菩提树下。
That Buddha Sakyamuni under the Bodhi tree.
到了什么
？What was he enlightened?
为什么卢师尊常常讲
？Why did Grandmaster Lu often said?
太阳饼里面便没有太阳。
That inside,
那一种饼叫做太阳饼
inside the one of the pie, the sun pie, there's no sun inside the sun pie.
叫做月饼
Or the, 月饼 there's no moon in the moon cake.
没有月亮。太阳饼里面没有太阳
That there's no sun inside the sun
pie. 为什么卢师尊讲
Why did Grandmaster Lu said that?
卢师尊在这一生当中并没有做过什么。
That in this life, Grandmaster Lu never did anything.
我其实我讲的已经很清楚了。
Never does anything.
很清楚
了。I've said this very clearly.
禅。
It's very obvious. So please ponder upon it, Om Mani Padme Hum.